The views expressed in this podcast are that of the members of the Spectrum Student Editorial Team. They do not reflect the views or policies or procedures of Dwight Englewood School and its faculty or staff members.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dwight Englewood Spectrum Podcast. My name is Ellie Gottheimer, and I'm a sophomore. Today, I'm here with my good friend, Katie Carnoy, who's the leader of DE's club. It was first started this year, and it's called Kindness Matters. Today, we're going to be talking with Katie about the process of starting a club at Dwight, her experience with it, and any pointers for any other student that's looking to start a club.
Thank you so much for having me, Ellie.
First, I just want to talk a little bit about your inspiration behind the club before we get into your process with getting it approved. So how did you come up with the club Kindness Matters? What does it mean to you? And why did you think that it would be a good thing to implement it in the Dwight Englewood community?
Such a great question. Well, last year we are going through this time in our community where it felt like kindness was just all we needed. And it was definitely something that people took for chance. And so Kindness Matters is actually an organization based out in Florida. And me and my other leaders were doing research on what kind of club we could find that would kind of implement this and shed light on the importance of kindness, not even to others, but to yourself. And Kindness Matters was just the organization that we researched with the most information that we agreed with, and also activities.
Thank you. So do you want to start touching on the beginning of the application process for the club?
Of course. So I think before even starting the club, I wasn't really familiar with the application process and how rigorous it would be. So you have to fill out this form first. And it is actually very helpful because you almost have to ask yourself, what is the purpose of this club and what is this club going to bring to the Dwight Englewood community? And you also have to meet with a teacher who is going to be your representative. You have to put in the work, you have to plan, you have to write many paragraphs. And I mean, it's serious. Like, if you want to start a club, like, you can start it, but you just have to prepare for writing those paragraphs as well as meeting with the board.
So before we talk about meeting with the board, which I think is definitely a big part of the process, do you want to talk a little bit about how you were able to find your advisor, how you reached out to teachers, and how you found the perfect person to be your advisor?
Of course. So actually, luckily enough, we have two teacher advisors, and I think that's also made our club stronger, as well, because Kindness Matters is a joint club with, coincidentally, me and my partner and two other older girls thought of the same idea with the same organization, so we joined together. But our teacher advisor is Miss Garcia, the English teacher. And I love her. She's so sweet. And I actually hadn't had her as a teacher. I'd been aware of her, and my twin brother actually had her. But then my partner had her and spoke greatly of her and knew that this would be something she was interested in. I think that's the most important part. And our other advisor is Miss Canito, which makes total sense for our club, especially because it is, in a sense, about similar topics that we discuss in seminar and how to be great for the community. So it's almost finding a teacher that has the same values as the club and would be equally as passionate about the club as leaders are.
Great. And then I know there's a lot of, I guess, unspoken criteria that comes with being able to start a club. And I know a lot of students have had some trouble getting approved for clubs because
there's very specific requirements that you have to meet. So what was the challenge in being able to overcome some of those requirements? And then what was your experience meeting with the board? How did that go? And how was your experience with the student activities office as well?
Yeah, so I remember last year, at the end of the year, some of my friends had difficulty getting clubs approved and kind of getting their ideas forward. And I think you kind of have to look around at what the school needs and what the board is looking for, because at Dwight & Gwood, it's so amazing. We have 80-plus clubs, and I really think it depends on the year, because last year, the board kind of decided that they were less interested in like community service based clubs. And I think that was really a challenge, because of course everyone wants to give back to their community and there's so many opportunities to do so. So that was really challenging. And I think the difference between those community service clubs and Kindness Matters is a Dwight Inglewood community based club where we work on strengthening our own community. And when meeting with the board, it was actually a funny situation. It definitely was kind of a shock, because we walked in, me and my partner who we were starting the club with, and two other people were there who are now all the leaders, but we didn't realize that there was gonna be four leaders of the club, so it was almost a shock. But just making sure our ideals for the club and theirs were the same, and how we interpreted Kindness Matters as an organization was the same, was just the main goal of the meeting. And I think it went well, despite that confusion. And I think before becoming a leader, I didn't realize how almost serious the Student Activities Center was and the board was, and how much work they put in, which you don't even realize, which is so amazing, and how even our peers are on this board, and it's really impressive. And I think just kind of working with them has really helped.
What do you think that Dwight Inglewood, the administration, should try to shed more light on during the application process? Do you think they should make it more reachable, more accessible, not really improve, like not like really ban community service or fundraising clubs? What do you think overall the Student Activity Center and the staff needs to implement to maybe make this process of application a little bit easier, and allow more students to be able to come up with creative ideas?
Well, I mean, I agree with what you're saying towards the community service. I think we should let everyone just do community service and kind of create our own club. Like, community service that comes to mind is just codes and stuff like that. And even I think this year we weren't really allowed to do any fundraising, which was a little frustrating. But I think everyone should be allowed to do community service. I think it does make sense how long the application is to get a club, especially because there's 80 clubs, which is so crazy. And that's a lot to take on as a student activities board. But I think that also even almost combining clubs could be a good kind of median, because I think there's a lot of clubs that have some overlap, especially when even Kindness Matters has overlap with Mind Matters, Codes in some ways. But maybe even combining those clubs and making room for new clubs is so important. And I think people also don't realize that leaders of clubs, you have to like check up boxes throughout the year. Like, you have to have an all-school event, which Kindness Matters did with their bracelet making seminar. You have to, have an all-school event, meet a certain amount of times, make sure your meetings are up to date. And it's a lot of work, and I think people don't realize that. But giving people the opportunity to become leaders in their community is so important.
I really agree. Do you want to just lastly talk about the upkeep as being a leader? Is it harder than you thought it would be? And how is the process with trying to get people to come to the club, organizing all the events, picking leaders for future years. How is that process?
Yes, so with Kindness Matters, this has particularly been a struggle getting people to come to our meetings. I think we even talked to the Student Activities Board about it, and they said that you need people to pick your club. Like, you want your club to be their first choice, but it's definitely challenging when there's so many already strong clubs out there and just understanding that. But yeah, getting people to come to Kindness Matters has been a struggle because, I mean, even just the idea of being kind, I think people see it as kind of this like taboo or kind of silly idea. But it's just a sweet club and we have a good time and it's a great break from your day. And I think just also communicating with your other leaders is also a struggle, especially because you want to be doing equally the same amount of work, but sometimes that won't happen. And you just need to be mindful of that and do your part. But definitely, it has been kind of eye-opening to me, and I'm very grateful of leaders from other clubs of what work they've put in, because I know it's really challenging and definitely almost a big slap in the face, like me realizing like, oh God, like this is a lot of work, but I'm glad to be doing it because I feel really passionately about Kindness Matters and I think our community needs it. And I think that we just need to all take a second and yeah.
Thank you so much, Katie. This was really helpful. Once again, my name is Ellie Gottheimer. I'm a sophomore at Dwight, and this is Spectrum's podcast, the second episode. So I'll see you next time.